Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ya umfundisi Masango sekakhona la elayinini ake sizwe ukuthi kulolu suku umphathiseni ubaba wethu. Mfundisi sawubona?
Sawubona mfundisi bahle, sawubona balaleli. Mhm. Ba Radio Pulpit, mhlambe khona uNkulunkulu akushoyo bahle.
Awazi ukuthi ngibalekela kanjani leyo title. Hey, kodwa ke uma kuhlelwe ngoNkulunkulu ngeke ngikwazi ukubalekela.
Injalo, injalo bahle. And ngithi kubantu abafana nawe abathi ngiyayibalekela lento. Ngithi kibo, awusoze uyibalekela into engekho.
Aha.
Uma ubaleka shothi khona lento oyibalekayo.
Yebo. Mfundisi, thank you so much ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama. Usiphatheleni namhlanje?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu once more bahle for the opportunity onginikeza yona. Ngiyabingelela futhi kubalaleli be Radio Pulpit namhlanje. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ugcine mina, wagcina kanye nawe. Leyo nto isitshela ukuthi sisesenalo ithuba lokuthi we can rise again kuzo zonke izinto ezisihlalise phansi, ama setbacks ezisilimazile zasenza sadangala emoyeni. Zenzekile zona, yebo, kodwa okumnandi nifanele sibonge ngakho uNkulunkulu namhlanje ukuthi ekwenzekweni kwazo akuzanke kuthathe izimpilo zethu. We are still here. Ngamanye amezi sisesene opportunity yokuthi uNkulunkulu angasiphakamisa futhi asibeke kule ndawo le asidalela ukuthi si-operate kiyo, futhi sesenethuba lokuzi-achieve lezinto lezo sathana ngathanda ukuthi azisebenzise ukuze sibe discouraged. Thina we are still breathing, kusho ukuthi sesenethuba lokuzi-achieve lezinto lezo uNkulunkulu asibekele zona. Bengikhulume iviki eliphelile ngokuthi ngine-company ebizwa The Lifter Consulting ebelethwe iscripture esilapha ku-Psalms 3:3 esikhuluma ukuthi but you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Ngase ngibiza ukuthi yi-The Lifter Consulting edila kakhulu with inner healing, edila kakhulu ngokusiza abantu ukuthi bheka lokho osundlule kikho, akusi inguna phakade lakho, akusi i-destiny yakho, akusi la ifanele uhlale khona. Kodwa fanele uphakame lapho uye kwile destiny eyiyona yona uNkulunkulu akubekele yona. Ngoba uma uyibheka kusuka kuverse 1 and 2, ikhuluma the way the troubles are increasing around me. Ikhuluma the way many people are rising up against me. Ngamanye amezi kahle kahle ukule space lesi esibuhlungu kangaka ngenxa yokuthi abantu they are bringing trouble to you. Abantu bonke they are rising up against you. That is why mhlambe silimele si discourage, that is why si feel rejected and si feel kwangathi thina asinayo indawo kulomhlaba, kanti sonke sinayo indawo kulomhlaba. Sibekiwe, sabekwa uNkulunkulu to occupy endaweni ethize kulomhlaba. Silana nje sonke, all of us, we have a portion. So into zosenza ukuthi sithathe iportion yethu ukungafi in our pain, ukungafeli in the place of rejection, ukungafeli in the place of trouble. Mara sibuyele kuNkulunkulu sithi but you, O Lord, are my shield and the lifter of my head. Ngikhulume iviki eliphelile ngathi we need to guard our heart. What is our heart, bahle nabalaleli? Our heart is our soul. Kunani in the soul? Our dreams are there. Our ambitions are there. The creativity uNkulunkulu asinikeze yona is there. Our soul yila, our emotions are, our will is, and our mind is. Uma ngabe asoze size si protect our heart, leyo into isho ukuthi asi protect our dreams, asi protect our capability of being creative, asi protect the very resources uNkulunkulu asinikeze zona, which is our emotions, our will and our mind. So ngiyabuyela ngithi namhlanje ilanga lami lokugcina nabalaleli be Radio Pulpit nawe sisibahle. Elami igama lokugcina lithi kuzo zonke izinto ezislimazile la emhlabeni asikakalinyazwa kakhulu yi the act asikakalinyazwa kakhulu yilento eyenziwe specifically uma ngabe ngathi mina ulimazwe i rejection warimazwe ulimazwe ukushiya abantu umbuzo wami uzothi labantu abarejectile how far are they from your heart asilimazwanga is the act eyenziwe kithi bahle silimazwa ukuthi lo muntu oyenzile lento useduze kangakanani nezinhliziyo zethu so namhlanje ngithi kubalaleli be radio pulpit you have the right to guard your heart it's your right to guard usondeza ubani eduze nawe uma ngabe ulinyazwe manje ukuthi ulahlekele umsebenzi ngaphambi kokuthi umthembu uNkulunkulu ngokuthola umsebenzi your peace and your healing from losing a job ayikho kuphele ekutholeni omunye umsebenzi kodwa isekutheni ngalesikhathi umsebenzi ungekho ngobani abaseduze nawe bakhuluma bathini to your situation bakhuluma bathini ngawe so now losing umsebenzi into yokuqala ifanele ucheck who is close to your heart bobani abaseduze nawe bobani obanikeze igunya lokuba nezwi phezwe impilo yakho your healing for what you have lost iyoqala ngokuthi who is the closest to your heart and a lokho sine right yokukhetha ukuthi kuyoba ngobani ngoba ngaphambi kokuthi any company ingibize ngizosebenza into engingayenza namhlanje ukuthi decide ukuthi lo muntu engiyomfonela kuqala kusasa umuntu ozokhuluma athini into my life sidinga abantu bahle when we are down at our lowest ababelievayo on us not abantu will expose us when we are down my final message guard your heart protect your soul protect your dreams by the people you allow closer to you asilimazwa yigossip kuphela silinyazwa ukuthi who gossiped me how close is that person who has gossiped me inga travel nge Pretoria manje ngithi ngijump straight somebody at who do I think I am at Pretoria ngimana ngimbeke ngoba is a stranger and I will continue with my journey but if I go to my family to my immediate family and somebody rises in my family and say who do you think you are ayizufana namagama vela ku stranger so let us protect our dreams and our hearts ngokuthi sisondeza ubani eduze kwethu bahle our healing will start there who is close to your heart guard your heart
wow what a wisdom sure mfundisi wami uyazi njoba usho ukuthi asilimazwa i act but ukuthi lo muntu oyenzile lento ungobani uclose kangakanani nawe ngoba eyikhathi neyiningi silinyazwa abantu esibathembayo silinyazwa abantu esibathandayo so ngempela kuba buhlungu and I believe ukuthi kuthatha isikhathi eside ukuthi uhile ngoba uhlezi uyibuza ukuthi mara ubahle angangenza into ekanje yazi angikholwa so what you are saying iqiniso kakhulu asilinyazwa iact but ukuthi ulinyazwa ngubani so nje kusho ukuthi ngazo zonke izikhathi kumele silethe inhliziyo zethu kuJehova kube uyena ai protectayo so bazalwane njoba umfundisi Zodwa Masango esho ukuthi guard your heart so umfundisi sibonge kakhulu ukuthi kulenyanga yonke ngamatch usibusise usivuselele siyabonga kakhulu
yabonga kakhulu bahle nabalaleli our heart condition decides our life condition
yeah
amen
amen kodwa konje umfundisi Masango bamthola kuphi phela akusho ukuthi kumele uyabona singasaxhumani obaxhumane nawe umuntu akho la emoyeni mhlawumbe umunye uthi hey mina yazi ngisathanda ukuqhubeka ngikhulume naye umfundisi Masango ngoba kukhona nje izinto ezingangiphethe kahle emphefumulweni bakuthola kuphi
bangangithola ku WhatsApp number is 078 566 86 13 ku Facebook ni Zodwa Masango
Instagram.
Ku Instagram u Zodwa _ Masang.
Yo umfundisi Mondli unaye ukhuluma le ndaba ewikhuluma namuhla ukuthi the healing start with who is closest to our hearts.
Wow.
So it deep kakhulu umfundisi le ndaba obuyikhuluma namuhla ngiyazi ukuthi abaningi uyazi nje kukhona izinto oyivusile kubona ukuthi you know lo muntu bengimthanda lo muntu bengimthemba kodwa kugcineni uyena uye wang disappointa. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi yabana izwi lihlakaniphile kakhulu ngoba izwi liyasho ukuthi ungabolibeka ithemba lakho kumuntu kodwa ulibeke kubani kuJehova. Ngoba uyazi ukuthi izinto ezifana nalezi abantu bazozenza and then zizosilimaza kakhulu and you know sometimes uma ulimele enhlizweni o mhlawumbe ulinyazwa abantu osonta nabo ulinyazo mamfundisi ulinyazo umfundisi you know labantu labo okade ubathemba ngeentaba zakho ubathemba futhi nangempilo yakho so uma bezokulimaza uzo backslide uzothi hayi yabona ayikho nje lento ukuthi ngiye esontweni ngoba labantu laba ebengibathemba ibona abangidisappointile so ngiyacabanga ukuthi kuba safe kakhulu uma ithemba lethu silibeka kuJehova asisho ukuthi umuntu ungamethembi like mhlawumbe uhlangana nomuntu already so ucabanga negative ngaye yebo umuntu ungamethemba kodwa libeke kodwa guard your heart ngazo zonke ikhathi mfundisi siyabonga sizophinda futhi sihlangane angazi nini
amen bahle kuloko okukhulumile ngibeke ngalendlela ngithi ngoba iBhayibheli lithi ze ucalekise umuntu othemba kumuntu kodwa ukuthi siwe umuntu othemba lakhe linguJehova.
Yeah.
So indlela esafe bahle is to trust God.
Yes.
Ngomuntu.
Yeah.
Trust God
ngomuntu
with your pastor.
Yeah.
Trust God with your leader. Then we are safe. God, I'm trusting you with this relationship enginayo nobahle. Not ubahle. I'm trusting you with this relationship. Amen.
Mfundisi, before ngikudedela, can we pray for wonke umuntu ukuthi kwamanje uthi ngilimele enhlizweni ngilimele emphefumulweni ngumuntu ekade ngimthanda umuntu ekade ngimethemba ngicela ukuthi sikhuleke nabo ukuze nje iprocess ye healing iqale eimpilweni zabo.
Amen. Baba kameni lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazaretha unguyisele inkosi yethu baba uNkulunkulu ophezwe kwezinto zonke uNkulunkulu owazi konke you are the creator Father God of our life. Usazile baba wethu oyingcwele singakabelethwa wasazi singakabumbeki esibumbeli esibelethweni somama bethu usazile iBhayibheli lithi you have knitted us in the secret place worthy the number of the hairs in our head. Baba kameni ka Jesu wase Nazaretha ngiletha namhlanje abantwana bakho phambi kwakho baba wethu oyingcwele myself included sithi baba silinyaziwe sihlukumezekile emphefumulweni baba sifinyelele ezimeni lana even nethemba lethu esinalo kuwe has been shaken because of ama relationships esibe nawo that have crossed boundaries ama relationships esibe nawo that we have putted more trust kuwo more than we have trusted you. Father, the first place esifuna ukuza kuwe ngayo namhlanje is the place of repentance. Father, we are saying all of us, we have been hurt, all of us, we have been crushed in our spirit, all of us, my Father, whom our heart have been broken by those who have brought closer to us more than we have brought you close, for those we have trusted more than we trusted you. First, Father God, we repent. We repent for putting our trust in a man. We repent, Father, for replacing your throne, Father God, your place in our hearts with men, in the name of Jesus. And I ask, Father God, that each and every one of us, myself included, as we repent today for crowning men, Father God, with your crown of glory today, we repent and we ask that the blood of Jesus will wash us clean, my Father, for that transgression, Father God, of putting men in your place in the name of Jesus Christ. And now, Father, I ask that the blood of Jesus that was shed at the cross of Calvary, igazi lachitheka esiphambanweni saseCalvary, Baba, malehlele ezinhlizweni zethu, malihlanze, Baba, ujongele izinhliziyo zethu, likhiphe ubuhlungu bonke. Likipe all the offense, likipe all the resentment, likipe all the crisis, likipe all the unforgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for that crushed heart right now, that let the blood of Jesus flow, Father, just as the song says that it flows from the high mountain, Father God, into the lowest valley. I pray that it will flow, my God, from the place of head into the soul, Father God, of men, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus, Father, speak for your daughters today. Let the blood of Jesus speak for your sons today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Baba, ngiyakulega. Let them not be exposed, Father God, in such a way that without confrontation they cannot be healed. But I pray, Father, that because of the blood, they will receive their healing today. And let the blood do the confrontation. Let the blood advocate for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit, my God, that you said when he comes upon us, we will receive power. I pray for that dunamis power now to invade the souls of your sons and your daughters, that they will receive the inner healing, Father, from the power of the Holy Spirit, that they will receive restoration, my God, from the power of the Holy Spirit, that they will start afresh, my God, from the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I know some of the pains, they are beyond repair. Some of the hurt, they are beyond repair. And that is why I ask your Holy Spirit today, let him heal your sons and your daughters in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Siyabonga mfundisi. UNkulunkulu asigcinele wena ukuze ubuye futhi uzosimotivate. Bless you.
Amen.
Wow. What a powerful motivation esithola la kumfundisi uMasango. Bazalwane, uNkulunkulu understands that emotional pain is a part of life. Ngobani, ngoba he created us. So the best way to find true inner healing is to be honest with yourself about what you feel. And then go to God, ngalezo zinto, seeking answers. Izwi lakhe will give you the answers you are seeking. iBhayibheli is supernatural and wonderful and brings a true inner healing. As Pauline Bazalwane. Holy Life Family.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.